T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lanny Fratteri on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Lanny, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin. Again, congratulations to you for landing this gig alongside Larry. And Larry's been down to Waynesburg to talk to my students. And Kevin, I hope at some point in the not-too-distant future you'd consider coming down and talk to my students about broadcasting.
Absolutely. It'd be an honor to. Thank you.
He can talk to your students about how he escaped New York just in time. Meanwhile, Lanny, it's your tradition, your 34th year for your annual golf classic at St. Clair is a week from today, and even in this crazy world we're living in, you're able to put it together because so many charities like Family Links that you've been so good to over the years still need help to do what they do every day.
Yeah, even more so now than ever. You and I talked about this before, Larry, that Bob Prince, when I joined it on as a pirate broadcaster, told me that to be a real good pirate broadcaster, you had to be more than just a voice on the radio, that you had to give back and be a part of the community. And so I was most pleased when years ago, then the Parent and Child Guidance Center asked me to host a golf tournament. I'm fortunate this year under these trying circumstances that, first of all, I have a very talented person in Lauren Galletta who runs my tournament for me. She's doing a remarkable job staying in touch with St. Clair Country Club. And St. Clair is not only a fabulous golf course, but the people there have done a tremendous job of keeping us informed as to what we need to do to keep our golfers safe. One of the things that we will not do this year, we will not have a dinner after the tournament, because it just doesn't make a lot of sense to have everybody congregating. Hopefully, the weather will cooperate, and we've got a lot of great friends of mine who will be there that day to support the golf tournament, support me and Family Links. And if I may, one of the reasons that we've been successful over the years is that Giant Eagle has done a tremendous job of supporting us year after year after year, and I'm most appreciative of that. And as I said, Lauren Galletta is doing a tremendous job as our director of the golf tournament. And also a good friend, Vince Bianco. If I didn't have Vince alongside, I couldn't do this golf tournament, because Vince has done tremendous things for me as well to get the golfers out and to provide us with just the best possible first-class opportunities for the golfers.
Well, I know a lot of events run their course after just, 4 or 5 years, maybe 8 years max, but it's a testament to you as well. I mean, I know you're given a lot of credit, but a testament to you as well that this has gone on for decades. How can listeners help you fundraise or help support even if they can't go golfing?
Well, if they would check out the webpage for Family Links, those who live in the South Hills drive by one of the main operations of Family Links every day on Banksville Road, and there's other locations throughout the community. But back to your point, Kevin, about being successful over the years, my tournament, we used to have a lot of celebrities come out, and then over the years we've not had as many. And to be honest with you, it's not so much a celebrity golf tournament as it is just a gathering, a reunion of friends each year. And a lot of my great friends, like Jack Fallow, who used to be the orthopedic doctor of the Pirates, and Kent Bickerstaff, the former Pirate trainer, and Jim Render, the head coach at Upper St. Clair, and Kent Tacoby's going to be there this year, and Jim and Pat Jim and Pat Leland are going to join me, and Mike Fisher, the federal judge, and Sean Casey and Jack Sorensen, all good friends of mine, and that's what that would give me a tremendous satisfaction. And I know, you know, one other aspect of my golf tournament is every year a percentage of the golf tournament money goes into a fund. When my dad died in 1996, Family Links told me that they wanted to do a foundation for my dad's name. And so we have an Al J. Fratteri Foundation, and every year we give out money to the employees of Family Links in my dad's name. And so a percentage of the golf tournament goes towards that, and it's quite gratifying, not only for me, but for my entire family, because I, as a matter of fact, I have three grandchildren, and I tell my grandchildren all the time that at some point I'm going to turn the tournament over to them, and hopefully they'll keep it going for a long, long time.
Well, Lanny, I got to tell you, I was thrilled when our brother station, The Fan, in the midst of no baseball, started airing classics, and then there you were. It was good to hear your voice. It was so surreal on a summer evening to hear you doing a Pirates game. And I think the first one I heard was you and Milo Hamilton, so that goes back a few semesters.
Milo and I were together for 4 years, 1976 through 79, and then he went to Chicago, and I quite obviously stayed, and thank goodness I did, and had that opportunity to be a Pirate broadcaster for a long, long time. So, yeah, my first game was in Philadelphia in 1976, and as you know, Larry, it was my dream. I always wanted to be, since I was 12 years old, I wanted to be a baseball announcer. And I owe so much to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has been just the perfect home for me and for my children and for my grandchildren. And I'm deeply indebted to all the people, the great people of Pittsburgh, for welcoming me to Pittsburgh and allowing me to not only have a great career as a Pirate broadcaster, but now, of course, teaching it at Waynesburg University.
Well, you've certainly lived the dream. How odd is it, surreal is it, not to have any baseball this summer?
Yeah, no All-Star game. They just announced since 1945, canceled. These are odd times for everybody, but in particular, Lanny, and baseball.
Well, and one of the things that hurts me is that, you know, recently the Pirates had to lay off some people. Mm-hmm. And those are the folks that I think a lot about, because I know there are so many of my dear friends with the Pirates organization, people that have been there for decades, as I was, that have been told recently that they're no longer going to be a part of the organization. And you know, very often you hear in the business world, when somebody loses their job, somebody says, "Well, it's not personal; it's business." Well, I know for a fact for those people that have been working for the Pittsburgh Pirates for all these decades to all of a sudden find out, like, wake up one day that they're no longer part of the organization, it really is personal to them, because they cared so much about the organization and providing quality baseball and taking care of baseball fans. So I think an awful lot about those people who are being challenged because there is no baseball anymore. And also think a lot about the young people that love playing baseball. This year, as you know, Larry, I every year I announce the Pony League World Series,
right,
in Washington. I love it. Last year I did all 17 games, and this year there won't be a Pony League World Series, which I'll miss, but I know that it'll be even more of a challenge and more disappointing for those young people, those young individuals that love playing in that tournament.
The 34th annual Family Links Lanny Fratteri Golf Classic next Monday at St. Clair. If you can help, go to familylinks.org. They do tremendous work each and every day. Lanny, good to hear your voice. We'll talk again soon, and good luck next Monday. Thank you.
All right, Lanny. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, and again, congratulations to you, Kevin.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.